The Missing Rembrandt is a notable lost film from 1932, directed by Leslie S. Hiscott and produced by Twickenham Film Studios in the United Kingdom. The film is part of a series of early British detective films based on Arthur Conan Doyle's iconic character, Sherlock Holmes. It starred Arthur Wantner as Holmes, marking his second portrayal of the legendary detective following the success of Sherlock Holmes's Fatal Hour, 1931. This is Land of the Lost, The Missing Rembrandt. Based on the story, The Adventure of Charles Augustus Milverton, by Conan Doyle, The Missing Rembrandt involves Holmes taking on the blackmailing schemes of Milverton, one of his most morally reprehensible adversaries. In this adaptation, Holmes investigates the theft of a valuable Rembrandt painting, intertwining a blackmail plot with a high-stakes art heist. The film's plot adapted the short story creatively, expanding it to fit the feature film format. Directed by Leslie S. Hiscott, a director known for producing crime and mystery films in Britain during the 1930s, The Missing Rembrandt was notable for maintaining the dark, atmospheric style and intellectual intrigue that fans expected from Sherlock Holmes stories. Hiscott's work on the film, coupled with Arthur Wantner's meticulous portrayal of Holmes, won praise, even though little is known today about specific scenes or sequences due to the film's lost status. Unfortunately, no known copies of The Missing Rembrandt survive today. The film has been classified as lost, believed to have been destroyed during World War II, when many film archives and studios faced significant damage. Twickenham Film Studios, like many production facilities of the time, stored films on nitrate film stock, which was highly flammable and prone to deterioration. Nitrate fires and poor archiving practices led to many early British films being lost permanently, including this Holmes adaptation. Arthur Wantner's Holmes films are admired among early adaptations of Conan Doyle's work, and The Missing Rembrandt holds a special place in that legacy. Wantner's Holmes was praised for his intellectual depth and adherence to the character's canonical qualities. Wantner continued to portray Holmes in three more films, helping to solidify the Holmes cinematic legacy, even as The Missing Rembrandt disappeared. The disappearance of The Missing Rembrandt contributes to the mystique of early Sherlock Holmes adaptations, and is a reminder of the fragile history of early cinema. Film historians and Sherlock Holmes enthusiasts often discuss The Missing Rembrandt in the context of what might have been, as it is seen as a bridge between silent and sound interpretations of Holmes. While few details are known about the movie's precise visual style or specific plot deviations, its reputation has survived through production notes, reviews from its original release, and the popularity of Wantner's Holmes and other surviving films. The status of The Missing Rembrandt as a lost film has inspired numerous attempts to find any remaining copies, including searches in private collections and archives worldwide. Despite the film's continued absence, the quest to locate lost films has yielded rediscoveries of other titles, keeping hope alive that one day this rare Holmes adventure might reemerge. The Missing Rembrandt is one of the most sought-after lost films among fans of Sherlock Holmes and classic British cinema.